Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 20, The Goal of Vedanta Study, Part 4, Understanding Omkar. The principal word in the Vedas, known as pranava, Omkar, is the sound representation of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, Omkara should be considered the supreme sound. However, Shankara Acharya has falsely preached that the words tat tvam asi are the supreme vibrations. But actually, Omkar is the reservoir of all the energies of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Shankara Acharya is wrong in maintaining that the words tat tvam asi are the supreme vibrations of the Vedas, for the words tattvam asi are only secondary words. For the words tattvam asi suggest only a partial representation. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has in many places given importance to Omkar, such as in chapters 8, 9 and 17. And similarly, Omkar is given importance in the Atharva Veda and the Mandukya Upanishad. In his Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami says, Omkar is the most confidential sound representation of the Supreme Lord. For the sound representation or name of the Supreme Lord is as good as the Supreme Lord Himself. And by vibrating the sound of Omkar, or of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can be delivered from the contamination of this material world. Because such vibrations of transcendental sound can deliver the conditioned soul, they are known as Tara, or deliverers. That the sound vibration of the Supreme Lord is identical with the Supreme Lord is a fact. And this is confirmed in the Narada Pancharatra. When the transcendental sound vibration is practiced by the conditioned soul, the Supreme Lord is present on one's tongue. In the Mandukya Upanishad, it is said that when Omkar is chanted, whatever is seen as material is seen perfectly as spiritual. For in the spiritual world, or in spiritual vision, there is nothing but Omkar, or the one alternative, Om. Unfortunately, Shankara Acharya has abandoned this cheap word, Omkar, and has whimsically accepted the phrase, tat tvam asi, as the supreme vibration of the Vedas. And by accepting such a secondary word, and leaving aside the principal vibration, Shankara Acharya has given up the direct interpretation of the scripture in favor of his own indirect interpretation. Therefore, Sripad Shankara Acharya has unceremoniously obscured the Krishna consciousness which is described in the Vedanta Sutra by manufacturing an indirect interpretation and abandoning the direct interpretation. For unless we take all the statements of Vedanta Sutra as self-evident, then there is no point in studying Vedanta Sutra. Interpreting the verses of Vedanta Sutra according to one's own whims is the greatest disservice to the self-evident Vedas. As far as the Omkar Pranava is concerned, it is considered to be the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, Omkar is eternal, unlimited, transcendental, supreme, and indestructible. Omkar is the beginning, middle, and end. And Omkar is beginningless as well. And when one understands Omkara as such, he or she thus becomes immortal. One should thus know Omkar as the representation of the Supreme situated in everyone's heart. One who understands Omkar and Vishnu as being one and the same and all-pervading never laments in this material world, nor does one remain a Shudra. Although Omkar has no material form, Omkar is unlimitedly expanded, and Omkar has unlimited form. By understanding Omkar, one can become free from the duality of this material world and attain absolute knowledge. Therefore, Omkar is the most auspicious representation of the Supreme Lord. Such is the description given by Mandukya Upanishad. However, one should not foolishly interpret an Upanishadic description and say that because the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot appear himself in this material world in his own form, he therefore sends his sound representation, Omkar, instead. And due to such a false interpretation, Omkar comes to be considered something material, and consequently, Omkar is misunderstood and praised as being simply an exhibition or a symbol of the Lord. Actually, Omkar is as good as any other incarnation of the Supreme Lord. For the Lord has innumerable incarnations, and Omkar is one of them. As Lord Sri Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Vedyam Pavitram Omkar, amongst vibrations, I am the syllable Om. This means that Omkar is non-different from Krishna. However, impersonalists give more importance to Omkar than they do to the personality of Krishna. The fact is, however, that any representational incarnation of the Supreme Lord is non-different from the Supreme Lord. For such an incarnation or representation is as good spiritually as the Supreme Lord himself. Omkar is therefore the ultimate representation of all the Vedas. Indeed, the Vedic mantras or hymns have transcendental value because they are prefixed by the syllable Om. Akarenochyate Krishna Sarva Lokaika Nayaka Ukarenochyate Radha Makaro Jiva Vachaka. Therefore, the Vaishnavas interpret Omkar as follows. By the letter A, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is indicated. By the letter U, Krishna's eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, is indicated. And by the letter M, the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord, the living entity, is indicated. But Shankara Acharya has not given such importance to the syllable Omkar. However, importance is given in the Vedas, in the Ramayana, in the Puranas, and in the Mahabharata from beginning to end. Thus, the glories of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are declared. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 20, The Goal of Vedanta Study, Part 4, Understanding Omkar. Recorded August 27, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. They say that money is the root of all sin, and greed will spoil all your peace within. So stop the disease before it begins, otherwise you will never win. I find it very rare to see someone who's free from envy. Instead, no matter where I go, the consciousness is very, very low. So do what you want to do, and go, yeah, where you're going to. But might I remind you, Krishna is watching you. Now I know what I want to do, so I don't want to waste my time with you. I just want to sing my songs all day. I'm convinced that it's the only way. So hear what I say. A fool will claim there is no God, but a gentleman will find it odd that all around him life abounds. Who else but God could make the world go round? Still others boast that God's a crutch, while they themselves depend too much upon some dream they've made their goal, until at last they sell their very soul. So do what you want to do, and go where you're going to. But just keep in mind, Krishna is watching. Krishna is watching you. Krishna is watching you. Krishna is watching you. Krishna is watching you.